Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and from the United States we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, A Woman Clothed with the Sun.
Selected from the Book of Revelation. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. And from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. On this, the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we have from the Book of Revelation the image of a great sign that appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon beneath her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And in today's Gospel, we hear Luke describe what eventually has become the words of one of the most recited prayers in Christian history. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Jesus, our Christ, like every single human being on the planet, came forth from the sacred body of a woman. In his case, the woman's name was Mary. From the second century, Christians have believed Mary to be so blessed that at the end of her life, her body was preserved from the corruption of death, and she was assumed, body and soul, into heaven. She is our model, a human person, a person of faith, and one who became, for us, the prototype of all Christians. That same gift of salvation given to her is offered to us, and we who embrace her are preserved from death. Daily we pray, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And what better gospel is there to help us reflect and pray with than Luke's account of visitation? Two women blessed by their God embrace and give each other a blessing of assurance, reminding all of us that we too are persons of deep faith, gifted by God with our own particular insights and graces, and where we too struggle to be good and holy and worthy of God's love. Yes, God's grace takes over. We discover Mary as a woman of faith who trusted that the Lord's words to her would be fulfilled. Elizabeth, her kinswoman, helped Mary to believe that God's words to her would be fulfilled. So on this feast of Mary's Assumption, let us all rejoice in God's promise to all that all will be fulfilled. Let us all, women and men of faith, treasure this moment in our salvation history and encourage and strengthen each other by love and prayer to become worthy of the promises God has given to all. I have always been intrigued and in awe of the friendship of Mary and Elizabeth. May we continue to celebrate this gift with them and with one another.